Welcome back to Healthy Perspectives, the podcast with expert POVs on all things patient marketing. I'm Martin Kearton, your host for this episode. Today, in the second part of our series on patient stories, Matthew Sherwood and Nora Travis, creative directors at Patients and Purpose, continue to share their insights. We'll learn about blurring the lines between on and offset. We'll discover how working with the right editor can shape your story. And we discuss how diversity behind the camera is every bit as important as diversity in front of it. Here's Nora on how to capture content.
I am such an advocate of shooting as much as possible, recording as much as possible, getting as much, and not trying to pre-edit or predetermine things before you are on set. I think obviously you need to be figuring out what you're going to be shooting and what the ideas are and the content and where the camera's going to face and who, what they're going to be, you know, the activities and all those things. But I think trying to decide what someone is going to say beforehand, I think that oftentimes in this regulated space, we spend a lot of time predetermining the outcome. And I think it's so much better when we are able to shoot freely in a way that makes anybody feel comfortable and how they want to be doing that. And then to really wait until the edit point to really be kind of trimming out what's not needed. Because sometimes someone does need to tell a very long story about something else to get to the thing that really matters.
Yeah, I think filming as much as possible, I think it takes the pressure off the patient, right? Because, you know, over time, the camera fades away and it's just you and them having a conversation. You're embedded in their life in a sense and just sort of capturing what happens on a day-to-day basis. And I think it's that, you know, lack of pressure that creates those moments. I agree with Nora, like where the magic comes out, filming as much as possible and creating that space for those moments to happen is key.
What do you think is a sort of the value or importance potentially of not just interviewing or talking to the patient themselves, but also talking perhaps to their loved ones, to their family, to their partners? Like, do you think that's another good way of being able to tell a rounded story of somebody's experience?
Yeah, I think if people are open to it, I do think tapping into the people around them, you know, provides just, you know, a deeper perspective on that story.
I do think that having the people around a person share who they are always makes it richer. But there's some areas and some disease states that becomes even more vital, you know, when we're talking about children and their parents, you know, and children dealing with things and how the parents are affected with it. If we're talking about someone who has a, you know, a full-time care partner or those types of things. And so in those areas, it becomes even more vital that multiple voices are part of the storytelling.
Yeah. And I think depending on the disease state, caregivers can play, you know, varying levels as a role sort of within the management of the disease. And you know, a lot of times patients do sort of become the focus where the caregivers and their own needs are often not addressed. So I think reflecting sort of their stories and bringing those to life, I think, you know, have been very powerful as a way to acknowledge, you know, the commitment and the sacrifices that a lot of caregivers, you know, offer up in order to, you know, support and care for their loved one.
Are there any tips or any thoughts or sort of just things that you've learned from doing patient testimonials in the way that you can maximize what you get from a shoot? So obviously a shoot is sort of a big investment in sort of time and energy and resources. Are you thinking in terms of like gathering content, are there any ways you can maximize content? Like how do you make the most of the, you know, the limited time that you do have with people to sort of get their story out in different ways?
I think you really got to go in knowing sort of the different ways that you really want to use this patient story. Obviously you can capture video and pull quotes and use that in print materials or use that in banners. There's a ton of things that you can do with the content we capture. I think it's just a matter of really going in sort of focus for how you want to sort of pull that story through, what channels, what assets that can really make the greatest impact.
Yeah, I think also it's a little bit of blurring the lines of like kind of there's no on set anymore, you know, and I think especially for documentary filmmaking and for working with real people, it's about it's kind of all the moments that you have with them are there. And as long as they are comfortable, it's shooting that. So even on the last shoot that we just finished filming, it was that we were recording on the, you know, wardrobe days, you know, when we were going and doing the wardrobe pull and talking with them. And we had an opportunity where we were shooting outside of our patients' homes in other locations, but we were going to their house on these days that usually there wouldn't be a camera present and we wouldn't be doing anything. And we were bringing our cameras to those and shooting as I was pulling wardrobe and we were talking through and using that as content. And we were able to get really rich footage of their home and of them in their space. And then also kind of out in the quote unquote onset time. And so I think that those bits of it is a little bit of that always be rolling, you know, kind of aspect. You know, I've done interviews in the backs of cars as we're moving between locations and we're just talking and capturing that. I've done stuff where there's no cameras around and I just grab my phone and start, you know, chatting right there because we have downtime and we can use that audio elsewhere. So I think it's a piece of if you are lucky enough to have a second unit camera or, you know, anything like that who can be shooting a ton while you have your main camera set up for the quote unquote onset moments. I think it's really helpful to be in that mentality of all of this is this opportunity of grabbing all of these moments. And it leads to the authenticity as the story keeps unfolding.
Do you have any thoughts about different formats of how you might do a patient story? So how do you decide which format might make most sense? Is that something you're thinking about as you sort of plan the best way to tell a story?
I think that it really is understanding where the content needs to go and what the goal of these pieces are and making sure that the time and the restrictions that you have can work to do that.
Totally agree. I think how much time sort of you have with these patients as well is really important. So, you know, taking a more sort of documentary style, you know, you're going to need to sort of have the time to really, you know, spend with them, whether that's, you know, 3 days or, you know, 5 days or however long you have, and really sort of to create that sort of feeling that you really are sort of as a viewer with them sort of living their life and in their experience. So I think part of the challenge is, you know, how do we look at these conventional formats and sort of really blow them up and think about ways that we can do it better? How can we use all the sort of creative forms we have at our disposal to really tell the most poignant story possible? And so I guess my, you know, recommendation is you have these different styles, but I wouldn't even default to that category. It's like, all right, if we only have an hour for an interview, it doesn't need to be somebody sitting on a couch telling their story. You can do so much with a great interview that has a powerful audio and turn that into something completely unique, completely special that people haven't seen before. And I think as storytellers, that's our challenge is to be continue to push, continue to be sort of inspired by everything we see out in the world. There's amazing documentaries being made every single day, amazing short films. And, you know, how can we tap into that level of creativity in order to really bring these stories to life?
As humans, we are always going to be storytellers. It's why we started writing. It's why we started language. It's why we started painting on the cave walls so that we could share our experiences with each other. And it's always going to adapt to whatever mode and medium that we're using at the time. But regardless of that, it still needs to be something interesting and exciting. And so that's kind of the core that I always focus on is what's going to get someone engaging in this. And the medium that it goes out into the world can take on 1,000 different forms as long as it's something that is exciting.
Just wanted sort of in terms of like what happens post-production, what happens after the shoot? Like what are the sort of, how important is that bit when you actually start to shape all the footage and content you've got? And what's your approach to sort of making sure that what you end up with is great? It's the best way you can tell that story. Like how important is that? And is there a sort of way that you approach that to get the best out of the content that you've generated?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that is just as critical as capturing the story itself. You know, I think it's a very collaborative process, you know, with clients, with regulatory reviews, with actual sort of the production team, the editors, or the animators, to really shape that story into something that is, you know, doing a service to this person's experience.
I think who your editor is incredibly powerful, and who's part of that process and who's the other key of that storyteller. I think, you know, we often spend a lot of times selling in the director, selling in the photographer, kind of doing these big bits. And I think who you're editing with and who is in the weeds of those video files and who is kind of taking all of that content, digesting it, understanding it, and pulling forth those bits of videos is vitally crucial. And I think when you're in that area of documentary storytelling, that's the type of editor that you need, is someone who's thinking through and really, you know, falling in love with the people and falling in love with the footage and giving it the tenderness and care to storytell with it. And I think having post-production be just as sensitive to that and just as excited about sharing who these people are is really that's where you start to get even more magic from the process.
I think trusting, you know, finding those editors who are willing to geek out and letting them sort of bring new ideas to the table as well. I mean, we had been creating sort of when video when an editor, you know, that had a bunch of sort of voiceover over the footage, and the editor said, what if we just took all the words out and just showed this beautiful footage, right, of this experience and with music? And it was more powerful than any words could have been. So I think being open to that, you know, being open to those moments and really, you know, allowing the process to really sort of unfold is important.
So we talked a lot about, well, how do you tell somebody's story? But obviously there's the piece of whose story you choose to tell in the first place. And obviously there's different ways you can do that in terms of who you feature, you know, the importance of recording. So I just wondered if you had any thoughts on the importance and effectiveness of representing different voices or diverse groups of people in our testimonials and our patient stories.
Yeah, it's vital. One of the things that is interesting is oftentimes, and I think we've been in these spaces where we do have a diverse voice in front of the camera, but then behind the camera, it still is all one look of person. And so I think it's a mix of making sure that there's not the gimmick or the spokesperson of bringing in someone who is diverse to share a brand story, but not have the people who are telling that, the people who are shooting it, the people who are editing it, also part of that experience too. And so I think it's around the full 360.
I think it's also taking a proactive role as the agency and identifying how we bring those voices to the brand. Often, you know, the clients may find the patients for us, right? And say, oh, well, this is who happens to be sort of available for a patient interview. And I think really sort of being sort of the voice of the agency and wanting to represent diverse voices for the brand, I think, you know, it's our job to really push to make sure, you know, that it's not sort of the patients who are available, but it's the patients that are going to have the greatest impact, the most diverse group of people.
Well, Matthew and Nora, I just wanted to say thank you so much for talking to us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Martin. That was fun.
Thanks.
Authenticity is what gives you the greatest impact. It's It's about capturing the moment wherever and whenever it happens and bringing it to life with creativity and passion. Thanks for listening. Hopefully what you've heard inspires you to keep making better patient stories. As always, stay tuned for more updates and perspectives from Patients and Purpose by following us on LinkedIn and Instagram.